it's an easy, what's, you know, it's a naff statement to say, we are all unique, Ben. You and I are very different, you know. So is everybody else. And that's the same with learned disabilities and autism. And when people put a label on people and say they've got autism, and then people then talk about the spectrum, you're talking of a huge spectrum. You're talking, and I'm, you know, go back. You've got your Bill Gates at one end, down to your person who just can't function at the other end, who, like in COVID times, for example, takes the thing literally and will not come out of their bedroom because they take everything literally. And that's quite a common trait with autism. So, I'll give you a simple example. If you say it's raining cats and dogs, someone with autism can actually look up in the sky and believe cats and dogs are coming down.
I see.
Because it's literal. That's a neurological condition. And that's different to, and that's what's difficult for people to understand. So that whole spectrum of people, some amazing talents in there, though. You know, you've seen the autistic gardener on Channel 4, brilliant. You know, we've got people like that who just do amazing things. And it's just getting the world, it's probably helping them more with their social skills than anything else that they need.
And you mentioned COVID, of course, you know, it's been a tough time for everybody over the course of the last year or so. What has COVID been like for people with a learning disability?
I think the thing is, I think for the rest of us, if I reverse that question slightly, you know, there are facts. The death rate is 6.3 times higher for people with learning disabilities than the general population.
Wow.
That's a fact. That's come out of government stats. 6.3 times. And yet they've not been treated as a high vulnerable risk group. So they're only just getting their vaccines now. And I think the government's done an amazing job rolling out the vaccine programs. Not a criticism, but how can you not see that group as a highly vulnerable group?
Mm.
When it's 6.3, that's a huge difference. And it's been all the way through. So there's an impact. The other way of reversing that question is we've all gone into isolation. We've had to go into isolation, which often for people with learning disabilities is how the whole world is all the time. And so perhaps we've experienced the world that they sometimes experience, and perhaps we now have more understanding of how the world looks through their eyes for the first time. You know, we're cut off from people where, you know, there's no socialization going on. And for someone with learning disabilities, this could be their whole world all the time, not just for a lockdown period of 12 weeks, 15 weeks, which is hard enough.
Yeah.
But this is how the world sometimes feels to them all the time. And that's the bit I pick up on, is we're probably experiencing how it feels for them a little bit closer than we've ever done before.
And if people are listening this morning to this, and maybe they found out about you for the first time, how do they access your services? Say, for example, you know, somebody knows somebody who's got learning disabilities or, you know, autism within the family, and they want to kind of reach out to you. What's the best way to do that, to kind of get the conversation started?
Well, what we just always say is, you know, go to our website or ring us. And what we would do, first of all, is, we always talk to the social worker, but we'd also talk to the individual and the parent, and we would say, let's talk about the individual and are we the best service for them? Because we'll quite often signpost to another service. We don't think, if they want to do judo, for example, I can tell you there's another provider who does judo and we don't. So that's the thing, understand the need of the person and then direct them. So go to our website, www.talkback-uk.com, call us, but make the contact and we'll help you work out what is the best place for you. Because there are places out there that are very, very good, equally to ourselves. We are good. We work in different ways, but might be more suitable. So come to us, but we're not going to try and force you down a route. And each individual has a choice. And that's the thing, is to try and help them make the right choice for themselves.
And obviously, our radio station goes out right across Bucks. How far does TalkBack reach out to help people?
Well, we go to a place called Milton Keynes, which is not in Bucks, but it's often disputed by people in Buckinghamshire. Apart from us, because I'm a Wycombe Wanderers fan, so don't talk about Milton Keynes usually.
No.
But we work from Milton Keynes to Reading, so we work in Bucks and Barks and Milton Keynes and out to, and we've done some national stuff as well. But we're really Bucks-based with Berkshire and Milton Keynes, and that's our joke. You know, we go everywhere. We work in Green Dragon Eco Farm up in the north of the county.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Where we do some, do you know that?
Yeah.
They're amazing. When that opens again, everyone get down there and support that Green Dragon Eco Farm. They are fantastic people. Get to that. It's a fantastic location. And we do some amazing work there. So we work in lots of locations all over the county.
Absolutely brilliant. I know, I love that place. We go there quite a lot with my children, actually. And a few years ago, actually named that as my favourite local place to go with the kids. It is a brilliant, brilliant place.
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's run by a guy called Jay as well. So, and it's not connected to me, by the way. In case anyone thinks it's Jay and you turn up, there's a bloke called Jay and Shanty. And you think, who's that bloke Jay? It's not the same as on the radio. No, it's not my brother. He's just someone he's very, very good. Really passionate guy.
Well, Jay, it's been brilliant to chat to you, find out more about Talkback. Just again, give us that website address so people can find out more about the charity.
Sure, www.talkback-uk.com. And if you send an email into there, it will come direct to me and I'll pick it up and I personally will respond to you.